Who's excited to be here? Come on, we can do better than that. Who's excited to be here? Well, I'm not just excited. I am thrilled to be here for a third year. Every year, EA Global just gets bigger and better and a whole lot better organized. And I'm just so excited to be back with all of my favorite people in the world right here. We really have an embarrassment of riches over the next few days. So as Kat said, my name is Rob Wiblin. I was one of the first employees of the Center for Effective Altruism back in the early freewheeling days when we didn't yet have an office. Actually, one of my first tasks when I got off the plane from Australia was to make sure that we didn't get thrown out of the house that we were meant to be living in. And soon after that, we spent a year packed like sweatshop workers in the basement out the back of a real estate agency in Oxford. That was 2 years ago. So as you can see, we have come quite a long way since then. And in retrospect, those are good memories. Now I'm heading up 80,000 hours research. I hope you've enjoyed the explosion of content that we've had going up on the website lately as we've been going through Y Combinator. Over the last 3 years, I've had a bit of a hand in all of the 6 projects that CEA has started up so far. This has included researching and working on a wide variety of cause areas, including poverty, animal welfare, existential risk, and also trying a wide variety of approaches, including one-on-one outreach, cause prioritization research, and political advocacy. And one reason I've moved around so much like this is that I'm legitimately unsure about which of these is the most high-impact cause area available. So I haven't wanted to exclusively commit to any of them yet. And to me, as to Tyler, and this is kind of the main theme of the talk over the next 40 minutes, cause neutrality is one of the most important aspects of effective altruism. And some of the biggest gains in effectiveness might be had by changing the big picture problem that we're working to solve. So as Will and Tyler said earlier, EA can be characterized as having 2 simple steps: figuring out how to do the most good, and number 2, actually doing it. So at EA Global this year, we have 2 different tracks of talks dealing with each of these different aspects of effective altruism. I'll be talking about the first stream called EA Big Picture, which is all about this question of figuring out how to do the most good. The structure of most of the panel talks will be that the first speaker will present a defense of that cause area being particularly important. And then the other 2 speakers will then respond with other considerations they know about and details of their own work. So I really encourage you to attend talks about cause areas that you are not yet that enthusiastic about. A big part of the opportunity of an event like this is that you can really easily explore options outside of what you're working on right now. And we know people tend to become very attached to the things that they're already working on or the causes that they first got excited about when they were young. And while there is some use to people specializing, there's also a really big risk that we end up working on something much less good than we could have because we ended up personally invested in our first early initial attempt to do good. And collectively, there's also the risk that this community, that this movement could ossify and cease to be open to new and potentially more valuable opportunities than the ones that we take most seriously right now. So we have to make a big effort to stay flexible. But without further ado, here are the 8 talks in this stream. First, we're going to hear from Nick Bostrom, who's going to be talking about astronomical stakes. He's going to try to explain how large is the potential gain from the work that we're doing and what challenges we might face if we wanted to change humanity's really long-term trajectory. Second, we've got rationality. Careful thinking and analysis is obviously a central and essential part of effective altruism. And these 3 speakers will be giving multiple arguments for why research into and practice of rationality should be a core part of effective altruism. Third, we've got global poverty. One of the most popular and tractable cause areas is trying to reduce the suffering and wasted human potential caused by global poverty. These 3 speakers will be explaining why that may be the most important cause area to work in, and discussing what they are personally doing to help end global poverty. Next, we have animal advocacy, which is a cause with a lot of support here today. The goal there is to speak up for animals without advocates like us who are rendered voiceless and can be end up being treated extremely badly. Globally, this may be one of the most neglected causes, and these 3 speakers will explain why they view working to help animals as so essential and how they are personally working to make a difference. Next, we've got 3 of the sharpest people I know talking about how we do effectiveness comparisons across different cause areas, work that's very challenging and novel, but essential if we're going to succeed as a movement. Next, we have a talk that if you know the speakers, you will be confident will be both controversial and entertaining. We've got Professor Hansen and Professor Green, who both have a great interest in human psychology, who'll be discussing the nature of altruistic motivation itself. After that, we have a keynote from Holden Karnofsky, who is a key researcher and advisor to one of the biggest philanthropic foundations in the United States. His Open Philanthropy Project is using its expertise to help push effective altruism outside of its traditional approaches and focus areas into new topics like increasing rates of migration and criminal justice reform. People really loved Holden's talk last year, I know I did, and I'm sure they will this year as well. Finally, we have movement development and management. If you've enjoyed listening to me today, then you can come hear me again on Sunday afternoon. We'll be discussing how important it is to work to both grow the effective altruism movement, but also ensure that we maintain high standards of thought and research. So, number one, attend talks about things you don't yet know about or are working on. And two, take people who have different ideas from you very seriously. The next speaker is my colleague, Ben Todd, talking about EA What to Do. Thanks so much.